What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes when it moves from room to room? When you can put it in one room and move it to another?
Well, I call it a clothes hanger. Well, I would know.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a wardrobe or?
Oh, yeah.
Pardon?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What would you describe that as?
Well, I'd call it a wardrobe.
Would be that, well, what, how would you describe that piece of furniture? Suppose I said, what's a wardrobe?
I would, that's the only way I would describe it. I'd call it a wardrobe.
Suppose it was a place with a rod and hangers that was built into the wall in the room. What would you call that?
Closet.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
I don't know.
Okay. Did you ever hear of clapboards or weatherboarding?
Yeah, but weatherboarding, it doesn't have to be horizontal. You
okay.
can put weatherboarding most anywhere, any way you want to.
Okay, thank you. What do you call the covered place at the front or the side of the house where some chairs might be placed?
Porch. Well, some people call it veranda. I always call
Pardon?
It a porch. No, some people call it veranda, but I always call it a porch.
What do you think your mother might have called it? Would she have said?
In all probability, she would have said a veranda.
You think so?
I think so. I think what the older people call them.
What do you call a small porch, often with no roof?
Got one out there. No, you know, my mind just blank. I can't think, got one out there and can't call me anything. Oh, patio. I'll get it after a while. You know, can you do, have you ever been where your mind would just go blank?
Especially when you're trying to think of one certain thing.
Yeah.
It just won't come
up. Just won't come
up. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn?
A lot. That's what we always call it.
What do you call a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones? Would you say rock fence or stone fence or stone wall or rock
wall? Wall, stone wall, I imagine.
Pardon?
Stone wall. Woo, you're asking too many questions. I can't keep up with it.
Well, they're really easier than you think, because it's like that one said stone.
I don't see why how that can help you, though.
Okay, I'll tell you how. Because he's seen that people in a certain part of the country say things a certain way, and he's been able to see that by the differences in the way people talk, where they moved from what part of the county to the other part. Mm-hmm. And he's been able to see that just south of Atlanta there's a dividing
well,
line.
Well, where did you take that for your thesis?
Well, because I'm studying English, and this is part of it.
You think you got a hard assignment.
You think so?
I imagine so.
Well, I'll tell you, if I finish here and finish with you and then I do three more people in golf and I go home and that's the end of it.
Is
so
that right?
I finish here today and tomorrow I do three people and I'm on my way home.
Oh, I see.
So now I'm back on number 16.